in, I've got to find a single ransom in one single ransom. So, there's some stuff.
Did you make a lot of?
No.
No, you don't make any much goodbye.
And, well, I've been sewing for that daughter, granddaughter, her baby. And I told her she's gonna have to get her a guy behind the deer. She got some red material. That bondy. That for me to make her and the baby a red jump. Well, I'm like out here, honey. It was enough to make her a dress. Not the baby for her. Well, she has some olive oil on her. She says, and she says if they send up that light blue, make me a trish blonde dress. So I make the dress with my and they was the baby dress. I told Chris, they said, don't tell that there's nothing to make the baby boot dress. And so I made it, she got my son to pick her up. And so when she pick up that baby, I didn't think there's any of that blue material left. I said, I told you, Mom, that I had it cut out now. Anywhere she comes, you will see it. Don't go.
She's gonna have to go with her and she can help her tell her how to get it.
She said, then in it where you found it here. So it's taken.
Had a wind on you, get what you want. If she ordered 100 yards, they had it, it means you don't fall. No blame.
She used to buy all of her things ready paid, but she said that she didn't think we need to make them and give them cheaper than she could ready.
Did she ever make you anything?
No, I have small old buttons. One comes off out, get me and thread and sew it on the shirt.
That means she won't sew it on for
right. You always hear the tale about a shoemaker's wife and wife went barefoot. And that's just about the way it is. She's a seamster. And if I get a button sewed on her patch, I have to do it.
Yeah, I patched your over.
Yeah, and Ray came back.
I patched them too.
I don't see why. You want to ride in no patch dresses for
well, I patched
they're the ones that are the most comfortable.
That's right. I love to wear patch.
But I patched them and then patched them on top of the patch.
Well, that might be sort of like the man, you know, he married the second time his first wife and just patched on top of patches. She died and he married again. And the second wife, she wouldn't pass nothing. She just carried old people. He says, God bless old Peachy Patch. He says, damn old Terrell.
And so he wore them things.
Well, what used to be put on good clothes? Go right that mater house, screw it in the mater. Your mater stain won't come out of clothes.
That's right.
My hands be just like the black.
Red.
Black as a nigger. And short foot cut it off.
Really?
She wouldn't let me draw on the towel. She got me in the egg. Draw on it. And I come in.
Good.
Yeah.
So, I said one day, well, here's this thing. The first patch is gone. The second patch got gone. He says, just burn them up.
I done got to get them.
Then yeah, we can get you another pair, I guess.
I'll have these go down. I've got I've got two or three new pairs done already.
How long does it take you to break in a pair?
Two or three weeks might work.
They're so stiff when you buy them.
Yeah, I don't like one of them. You can make air wash, let air wash them to whatever I wash.
Yeah.
That's soft in your lips. They'll fade too, what I'm telling you on if you're sweating.
I
bet. Oh, well, you can tell right with him.
Right on your work.
Yeah. Sleeve, never.
Hmm. You know what they do now? They get the old ones, and then they sell them in the store again. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
They do. They take the old ones and they sew them up, put patches on them, and sell them for clothes, and they charge them like $20.